这是湖南名校教育联盟2025届高三12月大联考英语科听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we are a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we are growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes.Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish, Tuesday, Italian, Wednesday, German, and Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始，请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的A, B, C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题，你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's £9.15.
You 将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为£9.15便是，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
I don't think I can meet the deadline. Do you think I should make up an excuse for failing to hand in my essay on time?
Honestly, I wouldn't. Just tell the teacher the truth.So, should we go for Chinese or Italian? The Chinese place has great dumplings, but the Italian restaurant's pasta is amazing.
Both sound good. The ball's in your court. 。It is good to be able to sit in the same seats each time, as we have our season tickets.
Yes, we have a great view from here. The referee is about to blow the whistle to start the match. What do you think about artificial intelligence?
It's fascinating, but a bit concerning. AI can improve productivity, but it may also replace some jobs.
True. Balance is key.
That's an interesting outfit. Did you bike here?
Yes. I got my bike last week. Now, I don't have to worry about missing the bus anymore.
Sounds great. I still drive, but the traffic can be terrible.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、 B、 C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在， 你有10秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。I'm
so annoyed. My parents keep posting pictures and stuff about me on their social media. They don't even ask me first.
Oh, I get that. My mom does that sometimes, too. It's embarrassing. Maybe you should talk to them and let them know how it makes you feel.
Yeah, but I don't want to hurt their feelings.
True, but they might not realize it bothers you. Just be honest but gentle. Maybe suggest they ask you first next time.
You're right. I'll give it a try. Thanks. I'm so annoyed. My parents keep posting pictures and stuff about me on their social media. They don't even ask me first.
Oh, I get that. My mom does that sometimes, too. It's embarrassing. Maybe you should talk to them and let them know how it makes you feel.
Yeah, but I don't want to hurt their feelings.
True. But they might not realize it bothers you. Just be honest but gentle. Maybe suggest they ask you first next time.
You're right. I'll give it a try. Thanks.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。All
right, I think I've almost got everything packed for the trip. Ready for the early flight tomorrow morning. Could you double-check with me?
Sure. Let's go through the essentials. You've got clothes, your laptop, the charger. Wait, where's your passport?
My passport? I'm sure I put it in my bag yesterday. What if it is nowhere to be found?
Did you leave it somewhere else? Maybe on your desk or in a drawer?
I don't think so. I remember taking it out. But, oh no, what if I misplaced it?
Calm down. Let's think it through. Where exactly did you last have it?
I was sorting some documents on the bookshelf yesterday. Could it have slipped in there?
Good idea. Let's check. Aha! Here it is, put between some books.
Oh, you're a lifesaver. I'd never have found it without you. All right, I think I've almost got everything packed for the trip. Ready for the early flight tomorrow morning. Could you double-check with me?
Sure. Let's go through the essentials. You've got clothes, your laptop, the charger. Wait, where's your passport?
My passport? I'm sure I put it in my bag yesterday. What if it is nowhere to be found?
Did you leave it somewhere else? Maybe on your desk or in a drawer?
I don't think so. I remember taking it out. But, oh no, what if I misplaced it?
Calm down. Let's think it through. Where exactly did you last have it?
I was sorting some documents on the bookshelf yesterday. Could it have slipped in there?
Good idea. Let's check. Aha! Here it is. Put between some books.
Oh, you're a lifesaver. I'd never have found it without you.
Hey, Lisa. Our reading club is meeting this weekend. I thought you might want to come along.
Sounds interesting. What's the plan?
Well, we usually meet on Saturday, but this time it's Sunday at around 3 p.m. Does that work for you?
Sunday at 3? That should be fine. Where's it happening?
It's at the same cafe we went to last time, Sunny's Cafe, near the library. They have a quiet space reserved for us.
Oh, right, that cozy place. What do you usually do at these gatherings?
We each discuss a book we're reading, and sometimes we bring along a few passages to share. After that, we have a little group discussion. It's really relaxed, and people bring up all kinds of ideas.
That sounds fun. I've been wanting to read more, so maybe this will motivate me. Are you sure they won't mind a new face?
Not at all. Everyone loves meeting new people. So, shall I expect you there?
All right. I'm in.
Hey, Lisa. Our reading club is meeting this weekend. I thought you might want to come along.
Sounds interesting. What's the plan?
Well, we usually meet on Saturday, but this time it's Sunday at around 3 p.m. Does that work for you?
Sunday at 3? That should be fine. Where's it happening?
It's at the same cafe we went to last time, Sunny's Cafe, near the library. They have a quiet space reserved for us.
Oh, right, that cozy place. What do you usually do at these gatherings?
We each discuss a book we're reading, and sometimes we bring along a few passages to share. After that, we have a little group discussion. It's really relaxed, and people bring up all kinds of ideas.
That sounds fun. I've been wanting to read more, so maybe this will motivate me. Are you sure they won't mind a new face?
Not at all. Everyone loves meeting new people. So, shall I expect you there?
All right. I'm in.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Welcome to our program. Tonight, we would get deep into the culture of Colombia.
We started this year off by going on a trip to Colombia, where we stayed with a friend of Anna's until we left after 2 months. We had planned to stay only 2 weeks.
Yes, my friend Gary and I had exchanged a lot, so we got to know about such an awesome place.But why did we arrive in a northern city of Colombia in January?
Actually, they had the world's second largest carnival. This city isn't rather touristic, with little beaches. But what do you think drives this city?
I would say vibrant music, all sorts of music going on and on everywhere.
It is.But there's always a neighbor playing music loud, which bothered me a lot. Except for that, we were well immersed in their day-to-day life. Remember the night after the movie? We had to pack into the car. How many people was there?
Unbelievable. 2 girls were in the front. Gary, you and me in the back seat where there were 3 seats. We had 4 people.With Jack on Gary's lap. Welcome to our program. Tonight, we would get deep into the culture of Colombia.
We started this year off by going on a trip to Colombia, where we stayed with a friend of Anna's until we left after 2 months. We had planned to stay only 2 weeks.
Yes.My friend Gary and I had exchanged a lot, so we got to know about such an awesome place. But why did we arrive in a northern city of Colombia in January?
Actually, they had the world's second largest carnival. This city isn't rather touristic, with little beaches. But what do you think drives this city?
I would say vibrant music, all sorts of music going on and on everywhere.
It is, but there's always a neighbor playing music loud, which bothered me a lot. Except for that, we were well immersed in their day-to-day life. Remember the night after the movie? We had to pack into the car. How many people was there?
Unbelievable.2 girls were in the front, Gary, you and me in the back seat where there were 3 seats. We had 4 people, with Jack on Gary's lap.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Welcome to Hongshan.Forest Zoo in Nanjing, covering over 80 hectares. Hongshan Zoo is home to around 3,000 animals across 280 species. Originally established in 1954 and relocated in 1998, it has grown into one of eastern China's largest zoos, known for its focus on conservation.And education. Here, you can see popular animals like giant pandas, Siberian tigers, and Asian elephants. The panda area, designed to be like a natural environment, it's a must visit. Another highlight is the bird cage, where colorful birds like parrots and peacocks wandered freely, creating a vibrant scene. The zoo works jointly with conservation organizations to protect endangered species and offers educational programs to raise awareness, especially among young visitors. Families can enjoy picnic areas and a petting zoo for kids to interact with animals. Enjoy your visit to Hongshan Zoo and learn more about wildlife conservation. Welcome to Hongshan Forest Zoo in Nanjing, covering over 80 hectares. Hongshan Zoo is home to around 3,000 animals across 280 species. Originally established in 1954 and relocated in 1998, it has grown into one of eastern China's largest zoos, known for its focus on conservation and education. Here, you can see popular animals like giant pandas, Siberian tigers, and Asian elephants. The panda area, designed to be like a natural environment, it's a must visit. Another highlight is the bird cage, where colorful birds like parrots and peacocks wandered freely, creating a vibrant scene. The zoo works jointly with conservation organizations to protect endangered species and offers educational programs to raise awareness, especially among young visitors. Families can enjoy picnic areas and a petting zoo for kids to interact with animals. Enjoy your visit to Hongshan Zoo and learn more about wildlife conservation.
第二节到此结束，现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。